On this episode of the Volume Check Podcast, we have special guest Joey Torres in the house.
Yo, yo, yo.
Hello.
What is up, Joe?
How's it going, fellas?
Good. We will be discussing the top three, bottom three fast food restaurants, our picks, our top picks, and we're also going to name the top item on the menu at this respective place. Then we'll jump into a top three, bottom three jobs / careers. And then we will discuss the sports world a little bit, talk about the NBA, and see where the conversation takes us. So let's go.
How have you been, bro?
Long time no see.
I haven't seen you. When's the last time I saw you? New Year's, right?
That's the last time I saw him.
Was it New Year's?
The last time I think both of you saw me, I had hair on my head and less on my face. So,
for those of you who can't see, he has a beautiful beard.
Luscious beard.
Thank you.
Yeah, last time we saw you, remember we were all playing Jenga.
And yeah,
and I'll see this ruined it. Didn't he ruin it? I'll see this ruined it. I'll see this is here. He's our intern.
I think it went off for like 45 minutes too. The one game.
That was intense.
Yeah. We're up like that was like 2 o'clock in the morning.
That was intense.
Sleepily taking log.
Yeah. That was fun, man.
I didn't go to bed till I think 6 that morning.
I know.
And I got up at like 11 to go to a party.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that was fun.
I was beat.
11 in the afternoon. Morning.
Oh yeah, you came to our house too. You came to our house first, and then we came here. I forgot about that.
I was ready to eat.
That was an epic party, man. If Joey's at the party, you know it's insane.
Oh, it's going down.
It's going in all types of ways.
So, Joe, what have you been up to, man?
How's the quarantine going?
You. Oh, yeah, how's your quarantine life?
I've been working. It's all normal for me. Nice. Yeah, this entire time, I haven't stopped working.
At all?
No.
No hour cuts or anything?
No, well, no, not at all. But I got off for like a week or two because my brother potentially had COVID.
Oh,
which all he has is really bad asthma.
Was your little brother, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You only have one brother.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
Benito.
Shout out to Benito. Playing video games on his VR.
True
he's
legend.
He's having a good time.
Real legend.
Legend.
Yeah, he's having a good time.
How's your parents doing? Everyone safe and healthy?
Everyone's good. Everyone's healthy. It's a full house right now. It's pretty crazy. You know, Jen's got like 5 children. So, plus us, and then my parents is like...
Yeah, oh, you're crazy. Loaded. You're loaded.
Yeah, it's got to be. It's good memories, though.
It's fun. It's fun. It's loud. You're kind of like up in mornings you don't want to be up.
Yeah.
And it's kind of just like, shut up. But, you know, it's good. You see your family like every day. So it's nice, you know. But I can't wait to move out, you know.
Just be honest.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm married, so it's like kind of.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't need to be around all that.
Yeah, I got you. Right. A little bit of privacy.
Yeah.
All right, so I think it's time we jump into our top three, bottom three fast food restaurants.
Fast food restaurants.
So we can do, I'll go first, then we'll swing it to Joey, and then you, and then we'll back around.
Yeah, go ahead. Let's
good.
Do it.
All right, let's kick this off. So my number three, I'm going to have to go with Taco Bell.
Ooh.
Taco Bell, yes.
Yikes. That's so negative.
I say it like that because I only eat it once in a while.
I thought you were doing the bottom three when you said that.
I only eat it once in a while, but Taco it is. Bell. I mean, they do have some good items on the menu. I used to love the $5 box. I don't know if you guys remember that.
Oh, yeah, dude.
It was like the burrito, the Doritos Locos Taco.
They had Charles Barkley promoting that.
Yeah, that was pretty good. And
he
then there.
Many of those.
Yeah, he did.
Yes, he did.
And then their Cinnabon Delight desserts.
Mm.
Oh, those are classic.
So, yeah, that's my number three.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say Wendy's for my number three.
Okay,
that's fair. All right. That's fair.
What do you like from Wendy's?
Their chicken sandwich. Their spicy chicken.
The spicy
sandwich?
Chicken. Yes.
Yeah, that's my.
Or the Asiago Club, too.
And,
I haven't had that.
Yes,
that's good. Yeah.
Yes. Their nuggets actually are pretty good.
I like
too.
Their burgers, surprisingly, their too. You ever their burgers?
Not really. I'm not a burger person.
Yeah, I don't like fast food burgers usually, but if I get one, I like Wendy's aren't bad.
The best thing I think about stacks. Wendy's, too, is I think they have the best fries.
I love their fries.
Really? Sea salt, but I think they have
the
McDonald's,
best fries. Though. Oh, wait, we're going to get into that later.
Yeah, we'll
get there, yeah.
Frosties, though. Yeah, they got me with Frosties.
The Frosties.
99-cent Frosties. Oh, my God.
I think every fast food place has, like, that thing that they're known for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wendy's and is, like, the Frosty.
The Frosty.
Yeah.
All right, so...
Solid number three pick.
For my number three, I got... this surprises me, but I got McDonald's on my number three for the top three. And... I didn't think I was going to put McDonald's because I barely eat it, but if I'm being honest and speaking from the heart, I do love McDonald's. I know it's bad for me. That's why I don't eat it, but I'm loving it.
It's a fat boy.
It's just good, though. Like, they have so many options. Like, I mean, I don't like their nuggets, though. That's the thing that you'll never get me to eat is their chicken nuggets because I don't know what it's made of.
I'll tell you what my favorite.
Chicken. They proved it. It's chicken.
When I used to eat McDonald's, my favorite thing was the sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddle.
Yeah, the McGriddles are good. Yeah. They got so great breakfast. And the hash browns are amazing.
Do they make your teeth feel weird after
them? Yep.
Yeah,
they do.
I don't know if that's like whatever
it's
is
like in the
pancakes.
Yeah. The syrup or something. They make your teeth feel like dry almost.
Really?
It's like weird.
Yeah, like you almost got to re-moist them.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not familiar with that, but.
Yeah, it's been years, but yeah, I used to love the McGriddles.
Yeah, give me a McChicken. I can get like three or four McChickens and be all right.
You know they do a McChicken McGriddle now?
No way.
Yeah.
Do they do breakfast like all day now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they do. Okay.
Yeah, I think they have limited options though. Once it gets past 11, like I know 11's like once before 11's like their full menu,
right.
But then once it's past 11, it's like the basic breakfast. Like they don't do like the combo platters, like the pancakes.
Yeah. You remember those?
Yeah. Yeah, I used to get those all the time.
What's called like the big boy breakfast?
Yeah, the big boy breakfast, and it really did make me a big boy. So
it's like
accurate.
It's like three pancakes, hash browns, sausage patty, and like
their hash browns are amazing.
Their hash browns are so good.
They're so greasy though.
Yeah, but that's what makes them good.
Making me salivate at the table.
See this? Get some McDonald's.
Oh, my God. All right, we got number two, right, Matt?
All right, my number two is going to be Wendy's. Wendy's is always my second go-to. Wendy's. I love the Dave's single. I think it's the number one.
That's a burger,
it's
right?
That's a burger. I love the chicken from Wendy's, too, but the burgers, in my opinion, are some of the best burgers out there for fast food.
Yeah,
places.
I think, yeah, I just, yeah, yeah. I definitely agree with that.
Probably because I know they're never frozen and stuff, and Wendy's also, like, they're somewhat on a kick now where it's, like, they're getting rid of all preservatives and, like, antibiotic-fed meat and things like that, so they're trying to go the healthier route, I think, because they know, like, that's the way the world's going. So,
I agree with that.
I believe it. I mean, because they have to get checked, like, to a certain extent.
FDA and
I agree with that for sure.
Yeah. Mm. So, yeah, that's my number two.
My number two is McDonald's.
Oh, all right.
What do you like from McDonald's?
What don't you like from McDonald's?
So it's like you can pretty much get anything from McDonald's except for like the Filet-O-Fish.
Oh,
they're not that bad.
They're not that bad, but I can eat every once in a while.
All right, two questions. How do you feel about the McRib?
I don't like it.
You don't like it?
No.
Yeah. I've never had it.
Ribs belong
on a sandwich,
grill,
especially.
And it doesn't belong in McDonald's.
I've never had it. I imagine it's like a really cheap rib, though. It's not a solid rib.
It can't be
like a cat rib, maybe.
A cat rib?
It might be a cat rib.
It's really small.
It's like the shamrock shake. Like,
you like those?
I was going to say,
I've never got into that.
It's like one of those things that's like, oh, it's amazing, but
I don't like
not.
What is that? Peppermint? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
There's always like a turn-off flavor, and I think that's what it was.
And all that coloring in
there. It's like mint ice cream. I don't like that either.
Yeah, I don't like the mint, I'm not a big fan of that.
But McDonald's, I think just... Chickens are delicious.
Oh, yeah. My number two is going to be Wendy's.
Bing.
For sure. Wendy's, I think we already said it a few times, but I love their spicy chicken. It's like it's like my... All right, no, I can't say that because then, I'm going to spoil my first pick. But I love it. You already know where I'm going. It's a solid spicy chicken.
I think we all have the number one pick.
But the one thing that they do have...
I'm going to change mine just because I don't want to be
able to say what they do have over everyone's number one pick is that they have solid spicy nuggets.
Yes,
no one else has spicy nuggets.
The thing is, they got rid of them, and they just brought them back like a couple months ago.
Oh, did they?
They got rid of them.
I don't know if
they did. Remember, didn't,
people complained about it.
Wait, we got our stack out here. Didn't Chance the Rapper tweet to Wendy's and ask them to bring the spicy nuggets back?
Yep.
Yes, he did. Mm. So I agree with Chance. Spicy nuggets are solid.
This isn't the topic, but Wawa has those spicy homestyle chicken bites.
They do. I'm like the buffalo ones.
Those are amazing. Yes,
they're amazing.
Yes,
I agree.
I don't think I've ever had them.
I wholeheartedly agree
with
that.
You need to eat them. Don't eat the regular chicken bites because they're gross.
I mean, they're iffy though. Sometimes you get them, they're stale and they're like really good.
Yeah,
really,
it depends
like,
on the time you get them.
Yeah.
Did you ever notice that the Wendy's logo actually says "Mom" on her collar?
Yeah,
it's subliminal. Like
it's like spelled with her collar.
Yeah,
right?
It's a subliminal message to be like your mom's homemade cooking.
Yeah.
Show you.
Oh, that's
guys.
Cool.
It's that true. It's that serious. At the bottom, her collar, the blue, MOM.
Oh, in the middle?
Yeah.
In the middle?
Yeah.
I see that.
Illuminati confirmed.
Oh my God, conspiracy theories.
There's a triangle in the middle of that.
There's an eyeball.
All-seeing eye. Oh my God.
Actually, that's my number two is Wendy's. So,
right, back
solid
to number
Wendy's.
One. All right, so I think we're all going to have the same number one.
I think so.
Joey said he changed his. He's
it.
Cheating.
Joey changed his to Long John Silver's.
Long John Silver's.
I'm different. That's why.
I'm different.
Unique.
Yeah,
I'm
different.
But anyway, my top one, America's top one, possibly the world's top one, is Chick-fil-A.
The world's
oh my god, I thought you said Burger King.
You can't. Yeah, you cannot go wrong with Chick-fil-A. The spicy chicken deluxe phenomenal.
Oh number two,
god. The number one itself is phenomenal.
Dude, those fries are good. I don't know how you said Wendy's are bomb. I can think of three other places whose fries.
Well,
are like
see,
bomb.
When I say fries, I literally think about the shoestring type fries.
So
you,
the waffle
I don't think
fries.
Put, waffle like, fries like a potato.
You don't. You don't count waffle.
It's like
fries
a potato.
It's like legitimate fries.
I love potatoes.
Chick-fil-A is gonna hear this.
Potato, potato.
Chick-fil-A is coming for you.
Yeah, so that's my number one.
Yo, what if Chick-fil-A made sweet potato fries?
I'd eat them.
I would eat them.
I'd eat them. That's.
I was gonna say
they
did.
Them?
Yeah, I knew
they did.
Yeah, I
no,
tried
they didn't.
Them. Yes, they
no.
did.
Fact check that.
Fact check. Stat check. There's no way.
Young gal.
What year was that? Was I like five?
They weren't even. They were only in Texas when you were five.
Well, no, because like when we used to live in Tennessee, that was the first time we had Chick-fil-A, and then we moved back here, and then they came like a couple years later.
God.
So they were only down
wow.
south at first.
Sweet
I
potato
forgot
fries.
You guys lived in Tennessee.
Yeah,
I
lived in
That's
Tennessee
wild.
For like a year and a half.
They had them.
Knoxville.
When did they have them? See.
Yeah,
five
two,
years
like
ago.
Three, four, or
really?
5 years ago. Yeah,
I
remember those. Yeah. Mom loved them.
Well, I will say, I never really ate Chick-fil-A like that, even in high school. So, like, 5 years ago, I probably wouldn't even think about it.
Yeah,
like, I don't think Chick-fil-A was as popular
it was not,
as it
no.
is now.
No,
when I was a teenager, it was all McDonald's.
Yeah,
I was a teenager.
For sure.
After every basketball game, they would start, like take us by
McDonald's.
And
after.
Then if McDonald's wasn't close, it was Wendy's.
Oh, it was Wendy's.
And then there was no Chick-fil-A's around. Now they're everywhere.
No, yeah. Yeah, I think they're just so popular now. Because the food is actually, like...
Same thing with Starbucks. Like, I grew up on Dunkin', and now...
Not just their food, but like their customer service makes you feel like weird.
Chick-fil-A?
Yeah.
They
look you in the eyes and they say, it's my pleasure.
Yeah,
and
I don't think I've ever had one rude like
no.
server at Chick-fil-A ever.
Whose pick is it? It's
mine.
Joey.
Joey's
I'm interested
up.
To see it. Did you actually
so,
change it?
Long time's over. Here we come.
He really did change
so,
it. You
side,
son.
Wait,
so, okay,
you got to go with your gut.
Wait,
you can't
wait,
just
wait.
Change it because of us.
I need to throw something out there real quick. So if you change your first pick, that means that Chick-fil-A didn't even make your top three
Whoa.
List of fast food. That's
okay.
disgraceful.
So we can slide. I don't mind sliding. What did I say? Wendy's was my third. We can slide Wendy's down.
To fourth.
He's making rules as he goes. That's fine.
Make well, hey, I mean, look. If we're going to talk about Chick-fil-A for the next 15 minutes, I don't want it to be.
yeah.
Talk about it again, yeah.
But, wait, so that means McDonald's is my third. Chick-fil-A would be my second, which is accurate because I'm not like Chick-fil-A all the time.
Okay.
Person,
yeah.
Anyway.
Understandable.
But I was gonna say Taco Bell.
Yeah.
One.
There you go. It's gotta
and
be
and
on
I
the
will
top
say,
three. Yeah.
Me and Sav were going through pictures.
Uh-huh.
Of like when we were dating stuff, and like constantly there's like tacos from Taco Bell, in like every other picture.
So it's like sentimental quality here.
So it's like she loves Taco Bell. I love Taco Bell.
You
so
love each other. Like,
we, like
oh my god.
It's number one. We ate Taco Bell when I got married. On the way to the hotel,
That's
we
right.
got Taco Bell.
I remember.
You serious?
We had Taco Bell.
So this marriage is kind of built on Taco Bell.
Yeah, just ground beef and cheese, baby.
So what's your favorite thing? Is it like the actual taco, or do you have it like a favorite burrito?
A pinata.
No, I got the Crunchwrap Supreme.
That's my wife's favorite.
It's delicious. And then the Steakerito, whatever that thing's called.
Never had.
Okay, I had it once.
Is it real steak, though?
Like,
wasn't
whatever.
Like a
it
thing.
Could, it could be dog food. I don't
wasn't
care.
There
it
a
tastes
thing?
Good. It doesn't matter.
Wasn't there a thing about like Taco Bell?
It was like rubber
not,
mats.
Yeah,
yoga
you're not.
Mats.
You're
yeah,
not going
yeah.
to Taco Bell for like a healthy meal.
All right, I got to go with my list. I still haven't finished yet. And my number one that I haven't even announced yet. Everyone knows it. Chick-fil-A. We don't have to talk about it. We already talked about Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A number one rules beats Taco Bell.
Now see this. What's your number one?
For fast food.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's got to be everyone. Chick-fil-A.
3-1.
Except Joey.
looks like Joey's
baby.
Out.
I'm different.
Your own kind turned on right. you there.
Yeah, it's all protein.
Guys, the gyms are closed, guys. We can't get swollen no more. No more getting swollen.
Oh, my God.
It's my swolleversary, and I...
Swolleversary.
I like that.
I like that.
Well, that was a good discussion. That was
it was. We didn't even actually go to the bottom three yet.
Oh, yeah.
Want to just, like, do a speed round?
Yeah,
let's
do a
speed round.
Just need three.
Speed round, bottom three. Worst fast food places. Matt's up to the plate. Here we go.
The number three worst place has got to be, I'm going to say...
Speed round.
Number three, I'll say Burger King.
Burger King.
Yeah.
Number three.
KFC.
KFC. I got Popeyes.
Popeyes.
So that's number three. Yep. Number two for me is going to be Popeyes.
Long John Silver's.
Long John Silver's.
Yeah.
Long John
Silver's. It's like,
I thought
I
it was
seafood.
The fact that you couldn't remember it existed kind of puts it on the list itself.
Exactly.
Number
it
one.
It could be number four.
Yeah, it could be. Number one, I'll go with Checkers.
Oh, yeah.
Burger King.
Burger King.
I don't think I've ever even eaten Checkers.
It's not like there's one sandwich that I like, but I wouldn't go back. It's,
I would never go back.
You know what's a, you know what's a thing we didn't even think about, and it has like a bunch of commercials, and you would think that you would name it Arby's.
Oh, I like Arby's once in a while though. Yeah. I do. Yeah,
like the curly fries. The curly fries.
The curly fries are really good.
I've never had it,
baby.
And they have mozzarella sticks. So it's like secondhand. It's like secondhand.
You never had Arby's at all?
No.
Oh, dude, their curly fries so good.
You never had Arby's ever?
No.
Oh, it's crazy.
And you would think because I love like deli meat.
Yeah.
Because they're that's like their thing.
Yeah, roast beef. Yeah.
But it's like. Nah, just Arby's, we have the meat.
The funny thing about Arby's is there's never a line there. Like, usually when I go, it's the only car in line.
Because no one eats it.
Yeah, but it's, like, weird. Like, they have decent food. Like, they have really good snack food. Like, they have the jalapeno poppers. They have mozzarella sticks.
Mozzarella sticks are good.
Curly fries, like,
don't they sell onion rings there?
No.
I think they do.
Wait, do they?
Yeah, they do.
Oh, they do. They do.
It's like, this isn't a Greek place. Doesn't make sense.
Their mozzarella sticks are good, too.
Yeah, I said that.
They're amazing.
Mozzarella.
So, my number one top worst is Checkers as well. I do not like Checkers at all.
Now, Cetus, your top.
What is your worst fast food of all time?
Easily number one worst. I'll just say three, and I think honorable mention for the worst is Taco Bell. No offense.
Ooh.
None taken, but.
Okay. All right, just kidding.
Jeez, he's a no offense. Right.
Didn't you just say your mom eats Taco Bell though?
She does.
He disowned his mother.
Oh, you don't. Well, you don't like Mexican food at all.
I do. I like
you do.
Chipotle
is Chipotle Mexican?
Chipotle
is
so American. Mm. It's not even authentic.
I agree.
It's faux Mexican.
Burger King.
Subway sucks.
And Subway. We're not even like. Yeah. That's one. We're talking drive-throughs. I think.
Subway sucks. Arby's is bad.
Says Alcides. What are you doing? Are your top six worst?
Yeah.
Burger King number one worst.
But the Whopper Jr. once in a while is pretty good.
I will say this. Their fries are not that bad.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, that
was my favorite.
I did
fries.
Like the fries. Remember the chicken fries?
Yes.
They still do that.
And they had French toast sticks, which was crazy.
Yeah, and like their chicken nuggets must not be real chicken because they always have that special. It's like 10
50
or
of
no,
them.
50 no, of them. Well, not that one. It's like 10 nuggets for like $1.50 or something like
it,
that.
Yeah.
Or 99 cents.
One time we got like, 50 of them, right?
From Chick-fil-A?
Or not Chick-fil-A, Burger King 50 nuggets.
Like what are they made of that each nugget comes out to 10 cents a piece?
I don't even
what
think are they made of? They're not even as good as frozen nuggets. Their nuggets aren't even as good as frozen nuggets are better.
Dude, Dino nuggets, frozen Dino nuggets.
But they are better than McDonald's nuggets.
I agree. McDonald's nuggets got to be.
I don't like McDonald's nuggets.
You ever peel one of those nuggets and it's just like a little.
It's
like
not even chicken.
Little thing with
like. I don't know where you guys are getting.
It's got this like fatty layer on top.
You like their nuggets? I feel like we're.
I think they're.
We're
good,
stepping
yeah.
on some toes. Yeah, he's getting mad. Oh my god! I like their nuggets too.
I'm getting brawly over here. You guys are about to feel my wrath.
Yeah, I'll see. Just likes their nuggets. I think it's a sentimental thing though, right? Yeah, that's like a kid thing. You grew up with the nuggets. You can't part with the nuggets.
Hey, listen, once in a while, my mom still goes through the drive-thru and gets a Happy Meal with a girl's toy.
Yeah, she does.
Really?
She just loves it.
That's
I don't know why, but.
That's adorable.
What comes in a Happy Meal? Isn't it like nuggets and a burger?
Nuggets, fries, apple slices, juice box.
I think it depends on what you ask for. Because they like ask you if you want burgers or a burger or nuggets.
Oh, okay.
What?
I thought it was both.
Don't like
there's one right
it comes with like apple slices too, right?
Yeah.
And like a little juice box or milk.
What kid eats
the
apple slices?
I do. Maybe I did.
No
I don't
kid,
know.
No kid.
Yeah.
That's the mom's.
Remember the apple pies? Yeah. Remember the apple pies?
Their apple pies are good.
They still have them and they're delicious.
Yes.
They still have them.
They're so sincere.
To answer your question, they still have them and they are delicious.
They are pretty good though. Yeah.
All right. So our next segment is going to be our top three, bottom three. So our top three would be our dream jobs, and then our bottom three is going to be the worst jobs that we can think are humanly possible to do for it every day.
Should we do the bottom three first?
Cause yeah,
I
let's
feel
do
like
that.
The
yeah, let's switch it up.
Be like the one you dream about.
It's going to be epic.
Talk,
yeah, you're
going to
be crying when you finish it. You're not going to be able to talk after that for a couple minutes.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm never going to get there, Mom.
Wait, Matt, did you start last time?
Yeah.
So I'll start and we'll swing it. Yeah, Joey will be in the middle again. So my number three for the bottom three jobs. I honestly didn't even write a list because I thought it was going to come to me the moment I came here. And I'm going to say got to be in the bottom three. It's got to be fast food. It's got to be fast food.
Yeah.
I just feel like you work really hard when you're in fast food and for like the littlest pay possible because they seem like they're moving when you go in there. Like they seem like some of them are actually, they seem like they're moving a lot and they're on their feet all day. So I'd imagine that that's got to be one of the worst jobs to do every
day. A lot of them are like teenagers who just don't care about life. So it's like, yeah, they're all just standing there like talking like,
it's like a top job for like juniors and seniors. Yeah. And then yeah, like the year after.
It's like, yeah, I got a job.
You get the people who have to work their full time and they hate their life.
Yeah.
So it's like,
yeah, I always feel bad about that. Like if I go to a diner or something, I see like a waitress making like $3 an hour.
She's like 60 years old.
Or 60. Yeah. And if she talks to you like respectfully, I feel a bit like you shouldn't be talking to me.
Yeah,
like
you should
that.
Be sitting at the table right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Unless you work at like Chick-fil-A, then those
they're
guys,
so happy. Yeah.
They're so happy.
They're really young there. They're always young at Chick-fil-A too.
Yeah. They must have like
even the managers.
Yeah, they must have like a really good screening process for their employees.
They do. Yeah.
Well, they have like they do like a lot of scholarship stuff.
Yeah, I heard that.
If you're a really good employee, they actually help you like
$10,000 or something.
Yeah, it's insane.
Starbucks does that too, right? Don't they have like the online college you can do if you work at Starbucks for like 4 years, right?
Yeah.
The Arizona State College.
I've seen that. Yep. They kind of advertise.
Yeah, it's free.
They like make it an incentive. Like if you apply, that's a possibility you could get it. Like they like put that out there.
Okay, mm-hmm. So it's not everybody then that works there that can do it.
I would guess not.
Yeah, okay. I would imagine your grades have to be like top shelf.
You probably have to be a good student. You probably just can't be some schmuck.
Because think Starbucks has so many employees that would be so much.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, like how much money are they paying for tuition every year if they're doing that?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, yeah. What was that? I said fast food. So Joe, what do you got for?
I was gonna say. Three? All right, so like when I worked at ShopRite, I always thought like the dude who did the carts was like the worst job. Like, dude, I would send dudes carts. Out there and they'd be like begging me not to send them out there. I'm like, bro,
did you manage it? Did you manage a ShopRite?
I was like a supervisor, quotation marks.
Oh, okay.
Of some sort. You like the black shirt, you feel kind of official, and you kind of like run the front end.
Big dog,
and
got you.
And stuff. So it was
big
like
dog.
One of those things. And those guys hate it out there. If it's like summer, it's hot.
Oh,
you're sweating. You're like dying. People are rude to you. Like no matter how many good people there are, there's always like 10 times more rude people.
In the wintertime.
In the winter is worse.
Your hands have frostbite and you're pushing carts. Yeah. Like,
oh, man.
There was one dude, though. He worked like his butt off. He was a really good kid. But he was also like not right
all
up
there. Yeah.
But like he worked his butt off. He didn't care about being outside. Rain, snow, hot.
Yeah, there's some guys that are like that. Yeah.
But that's I wouldn't want to do that.
I wouldn't want to do that either. I agree.
That would suck.
What do you make minimum wage doing that too, probably?
That's like $8.95.
Jeez. $9. Yeah.
It wouldn't be worth it to me.
Not at all.
I'd rather be busting my butt doing something more productive than that.
I agree.
Yeah. Just the same thing.
Pushing the same carts over and over every day.
Probably making more money.
Yeah.
Probably making more money working that hard doing something else.
I agree.
And a lot of those guys are older. There's not a lot of them that are like in high school. Most of the time, they're like in college or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My number three is going to be a dishwasher in any restaurant. I can't imagine anything worse than having to clean up like people's food that they ate and touching their plate. And you don't know. Like, what if somebody
COVID.
Has? Yeah. What if someone has some kind of disease or sickness and like you're touching it without even knowing? And then like you put it in the water and like it's mixing with everything else. And I just can't imagine.
Yeah.
Any restaurant wouldn't do it.
Dude, that is a good one. Because I just thinking about that, like you see, like, and I know what I've done.
Oh yeah, I've seen what I've done too.
I can imagine what other nasty people have done. There's some nasty people out there. Probably just like spitting things out.
I couldn't do it.
That's so gross.
It's disgusting. That's
Yeah,
I'd take a hard pass on dishwasher anywhere, for sure. All right, so for me, all right, my number two worst jobs. God, I was thinking about saying waiter. I might stick with that. I'm going to stick with waiter.
That's pretty good, too.
Because, I don't know, just the fact it's so hard to deal with rude people and the fact that you have to do it every day hoping that you're going to get a tip. I just can't imagine that.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, okay, these people are being really rude to me right now.
Yeah.
And if I don't continue to be nice to them, I might not get paid.
Especially in, like, a higher-end restaurant and stuff because, like, most of the rich people are, like, going to treat you so,
the way
like,
they treat you,
like,
it's gotta,
better than you.
It's got to feel terrible.
Yeah. I find that, like, in most high-end restaurants, most of the time they're, like, foreigners who do know, like, a lot about the food. Like, if you go to, like, Fogo de Chão or something like that, like, it's usually, like, a Brazilian guy who's actually from Brazil.
Or, like, Lambertis.
Like, yeah. And, like, you could tell, like, they're not just, like, average people.
Like, Lambertis? Like,
yeah.
That
remember that guy?
Awesome.
That guy was really nice at Lambertis.
The Italian guy?
Yeah. He gets, like, all over your face.
That's
becomes
I mean.
Your friend.
Like, when they're when they're truly authentic, like I think they're making like a decent salary itself because they have to know the menu.
He comes out and describes
know.
The entire meal to you.
I don't know. Yeah. I had went to a Greek place one time and this dude got really upset because she didn't finish her like meatballs. And he's like, "What? You do not like meatballs? You do
was
not
that,
like meatballs?"
Was that Estia?
I was like, "Dude, back up, bro."
Was that Estia?
I have no idea what it was called. We never went back.
In Marlton?
We never went back.
It might have been.
It was Estia. Yeah, it's the only Greek restaurant there. It's like really fancy.
We went there once. This wasn't really fancy.
Oh, it's not?
This
was semi. And also never get a pork chop or steak at a diner.
He winked at me when
Joey
he said
that
because
he did that what?
Dude,
he did
that. That was like the worst experience.
He paid for
life.
Like a $45 steak at a diner and it was terrible.
No.
Okay, so I love steak.
I love steak too.
Like, I love
diners.
It. And I wasn't thinking. I think this was late. It was late at night. We just came from somewhere. And I wasn't thinking. And I wasn't in the mood to eat anything else. Like I just wanted a steak.
I get that feeling.
This was like a frozen.
Jeez. It wasn't even red.
Flat.
The middle wasn't red. It was like
it was medium,
pinkish white color.
Yeah, it was pinkish white. Ugh,
I bet Golden Corral's got better steak than that.
I love Golden Corral. Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking Cracker Barrel.
No,
Golden Corral is trash.
That's pretty bad.
But their steak, I bet their steak's better than a diner steak.
Cetus is not happy.
They have good steak though, right? You guys not like their steak?
Well, it's fresh though because he cuts it right in front of you.
Yeah, their steak's pretty solid. It's not like the other food in the buffet that sits out all day.
I only went there one time. I never went back.
What I don't like about it is like for some reason the people who go to the Golden Corral they let their kids go up and like just touch all the food and like cough on.
You don't know who's
like
putting their hands in. Especially
you don't know.
Yeah.
And how many times have you picked up one of the plates up at the counter?
I know where you're going.
No.
Yeah, it's got like crusted food on there and stuff. Yeah.
You know what's another thing I thought about diner foods? I would like the things I'm always like I find super sketch is always steaks and pasta dishes and then their foreign dishes. Extravagant like seafood dish.
Oh, any
like an
seafood at a diner.
And it's like an Italian name, but it's like an American diner with like an Italian seafood dish. I don't know.
After my steak experience, I've stuck with just like in
breakfast.
Sandwiches. Or like, you know,
pancakes. That's what's good. A diner,
you can't
go
wrong with breakfast.
You go with a club sandwich, breakfast, or like a chicken cheesesteak hoagie or something like that. But
yeah,
other than that, stay away from any seafood or steak or
hands down.
Pork. Yeah.
I've definitely cut off like the steak and seafood things.
It's funny because when I go out to restaurants with some people, like sometimes they're older and like they complain about the food and they send it back. It's like at a diner, maybe this is just because I'm from Philly. Never send back food at a diner because
you don't know what he's going to do.
The chef's not getting paid that much, so he doesn't care. I mean,
I feel like they send the same food back out some of the time, and they just act like they don't.
Oh, they probably do.
Oh,
yeah.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. I know one time I ordered a burger or something. I forget what it was, but I asked for no cheese. And like, because I'm lactose intolerant, so I send it back, and then it comes back out, and then you can see the cheese particles of the cheese just ripped off, like little pieces of cheese still in the burger because they ripped it off and sent it back out.
What do you think? They're probably not making that much money at diners these days, unless you're like a top notch diner. Like you've got to be a really good diner, like Silver Diner or whatever. Like, you're probably not making that much money because but they're really good.
Yeah,
they're really good.
Yeah. I've only been there once since they renovated and remodeled it.
It's. I love that place. I can't wait for it to open back up. But any other diner, like a mom and pop type of diner, is probably not making that much money. So I could see why he would probably be like, I'm not going to cook a new burger.
Yeah, just for no cheese on it.
You know what I mean? He's got to throw that away or eat it himself or something. But not making,
he could eat it. Yeah, he could just be sitting there eating while he's making my new one.
But you're losing money, you know? You're not making anything. And that's like...
All right, so...
Yeah, that was number three, right?
I just did that.
You did that.
No, I said I just did mine, waiter. So yeah, your turn.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we all went off on like diners for like you know an hour.
No, that's good. That's good. That's great.
Keep that. Joe's like keep that. No. Soundbite right there.
I was gonna say it's probably just because I paint all day. But like, you ever see these guys who are on bridges who have to paint them? Bridge work.
Yeah.
Where you gotta hang off of it.
Oh, they're on the sides, painting on the sides. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I would never like. One, I hate heights.
Okay.
Two, you're over water, so I hate drowning.
Yeah.
And then it's like you're dealing with fumes or like any rust that's off of the bridge. Yeah. Okay. You know, any
what if you just pass out and drop?
Dude, I think if I passed out, I'd wake up to freak out and then pass back out.
Yeah.
Like,
do you ever get like slightly nervous driving over a bridge sometimes?
It
depends on the bridge.
You think, what if this collapses right now?
I'll tell you the worst bridge in this tri-state area is the Delaware Memorial Bridge.
Yes.
That bridge is so high and so long, it's just like, you can almost have a panic attack driving over that thing sometimes.
Now, I think the Burlington, the Burlington Bristol.
I'm trying to think.
It's in Burlington.
Is that the bridge that goes to Philly?
I think I know what you're talking about. Is it like the old rusty one that's one lane?
It's one lane. Both sides one lane, and it's just
like the metal. It's like it looks like it's like copper or something.
It's like old.
It's like when you went to an amusement park, a cheap amusement park. Yeah. And it's like the roller coaster that's made out of wood.
Yeah.
And you're like a.
It's all
like,
it's all rusty and
I got you.
That's a bridge. I can't. Yep.
It's like would you ever drive over the Golden Gate Bridge, like the longest bridge in the world? It's like 7 miles or something.
That's 7 miles.
I don't think you would notice.
That's 7 miles.
Maybe
Would you? Because it's so massive.
It's like the longest bridge. Yeah.
It's so massive. Do you even think you're on a bridge at that point?
Yeah, because you're so high up seeing the San Francisco Bay.
Hmm.
That's crazy.
I don't know, I think I feel more secure in a large,
think about, picture
more
this.
Sturdy bridge than like a weak little bridge.
Picture this, though. Picture breaking down dead center. You can't get help, and you have to get out or walk to the end or something like that. Like you're dead center, middle of the 7 mile bridge, and you're broke down.
I'm Dwayne Johnson, like San Andreas. And
oh, so is that in the movie, like, that bridge?
Like, well, no, it's like the earthquake.
Oh, they're in San Fran. I was thinking about Planet of the Apes. Remember Planet of the Apes? The Rise of the Planet of the Apes. End, like there's like this big battle on the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And like the police versus the
such a good movie.
The apes. That was crazy.
Such a good movie. Love it.
Oh.
That was an awesome movie.
That trilogy. Ooh.
Yeah,
James Franco, right?
Yeah, James Franco was in the
first one. He's only in the first one.
Yeah, he's a good actor. He really is. Like, a lot of people will take away his credit, I think, because he does like all the stoner movies and stuff like that. But
he's good at being a stoner.
I love James Franco.
Ever since Spider-Man, I mean, like.
He was good. He was good in Spider-Man. Yeah. I liked him in Spider-Man.
I liked him in everything.
Yeah.
Except for.
What was that new one he's in? The Disaster Artist?
That's on Netflix. That's good.
That's Tommy Wiseau.
Yeah.
Tear me apart, Lisa.
Wait, you see, do it. So you can do it.
Oh, hi, Mark.
There it is. That's Tommy Wiseau. I like that movie. That's a good movie. Check that one out. I think that's on Netflix, isn't it?
It is. I saw the other day. Right. I didn't watch it. I just saw the thumbnail of it.
Right. That's a solid pick, though. Any bridge work, you know.
All right, Matt, number two, right?
My number two is going to be... Give me a second to think about this one. I would say my number two would be working in like a... Kind of like a factory where you sit there for 8 hours and do the same thing over and over. Like, for instance, like if you work in a car factory and your job's like to put a mirror on a door, like one door comes, you put the mirror on, next one. Like, just
they don't have machines doing that yet.
No, I'm sure they did. That was just like an example, like that kind of job where like you sit there and just press the same button every single day for 8 hours.
Job, even what you were just saying, like the robots doing the job, but you have to watch the robots.
You gotta watch the robots. Yeah,
you have to watch the robot do the job.
I would hate to get being paid like $11 to $12 an hour just to like
hit a button.
All day for like 10 hours or like.
Yeah, that's got to be miserable.
And that pick kind of ties in with what Joey said earlier, because it's like the shopping carts. Like, you do the same – any job where you do the same thing day in, day out is just an awful job.
For a little pay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For a little pay, yes.
It.
Yeah.
It's not worth it.
Yeah, but think about it. Like, in certain countries, those factory workers make like $1.50, $2 an hour, and they sit there for like 16-hour days.
China.
I don't know if this is like China. China. You Chinese.
I just want to say China.
Yeah, we're going to build a big wall in the middle of the ocean from China.
Fantastic, fantastic.
But, like, even in over there, I think it was a Nike or is it Apple?
Apple.
Where, like, those guys are, like, jumping
both,
out of the windows.
Yeah.
They put nets in the buildings because people were, like, committing suicide.
Isn't that crazy?
Are you serious?
It's insane. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's sweat shops. And then people don't even talk about it. Like, these, you know, celebrities or athletes who are, like...
Endorsed by
those people. They don't say anything about that. Because they don't care. They just want their money.
Yeah, like if they wanted equality for all and stuff, like you got to start there too at some point.
That's
a lot of people being treated unfairly.
Exactly.
No one's saying anything.
Especially in like China.
And they all say they're woke.
They're not even like...
They're all woke, aren't they? All the celebrities are woke, right?
Woke.
They're woke.
They're all crying in their mansions.
Ricky Gervais said it best. He said, if ISIS started a streaming service, I bet you all call your agents.
Yeah, probably.
Right?
That's hilarious.
All right, so what is that? Joey's up now, number two?
That's me. It's me.
Or you?
Yeah, number one. Number one. Okay, this one, I thought about it while we were talking a little bit, and I think I got a solid pick. I don't know exactly what the job is called. I think it'd be a window cleaner. You know, the guys are on the sky rises that are just like going up floor to floor, just doing the same thing every window.
Yep.
Yeah.
You could be out there in 95 degree weather, just burning up, you know, just wiping the windows and being at those. Like, I can't do heights either. You know, I don't know how they do it in those little carts. I don't know how they do it up there. So I think that's a solid number one. I would not want to do that every day.
Yep.
Okay.
Unless they got paid $30 an hour, maybe, or something like that.
I think they do get paid a lot.
They get paid a lot of money.
Really?
Like, even the bridge dude I was talking about, I looked this up. They get paid, like, they only do it a couple months in the year.
Okay.
So, like, they'll get paid a buttload to work a couple weeks.
Really?
And then they don't even have to work for, like, a month or two until they have to go to the next one. Right.
Okay.
Yeah. You get paid a lot. But it's not really worth it to me.
No. Yeah, yeah. That's not. Definitely not.
No.
I don't think I fit the weight limit either to be grappled up against that.
Oh, God.
So is this my number
one? Yeah, you're number one.
Okay, so, like, this is just me and maybe you too, but I would hate to be one of those at the salons that do people's feet. Just imagine, you're just touching people's feet all day
long. Oh, yeah.
Holy cow. Think about some fungus. Don't even get me started.
Toe jam.
Peeling like, skin.
And they're not, and you know, they're not getting paid a lot of money. Like, that's like a minimum wage job, too. So it's like, holy cow, I'm touching this fat lady's feet.
Or like to be doing massages, like on these really hairy, fat people.
Yeah.
Like,
hey, that's me.
whoa.
But hey, I pay for it, so I don't care.
Yeah, you pay for it.
They decided their job. I'm just saying I would hate to do that. That'd be number one. Touching other people's feet. And even like, dude. Especially when they touch, like, the, not touch, but they pay for, a better experience or something like that. So they put the wax on you and everything.
The
like
wax,
that.
Yeah.
And they really got to, like, massage your leg and stuff. Like, could you imagine doing that to some, like.
Imagine waxing chest hair for a living.
Oh, jeez.
I wouldn't want to do that at all.
What do you got, Matt?
So this is number one?
Number one.
All right, number My number one pick is going to be people who work in a morgue. I don't know how you can work around dead bodies all day without letting that bother you mentally. It's something I would never do. You couldn't pay me $1 million a year to do it. I wouldn't do it.
It's definitely a fetish.
Yeah.
They definitely don't like.
Oh my God.
Think of, like, they're around dead people all day long. Edit that out. I don't care.
He came right out the gate. He came right out the gate with that.
Make sure we get the explicit.
We got to keep that. We got to keep that.
But like,
it's definitely a fetish.
But think about it. Like, they are okay with it. They're, like, that's something that intrigues them.
Yeah, that's
them.
What I mean. It's
it
a
doesn't
dead
have
body.
To be a bad thing, the word fetish. All right? There are people who are furries
see,
out there.
Like, you see naked bodies all day that are dead. Like,
exactly. Like, you have to have some type
of. And you touch them.
Some part of your brain has to be okay with touching a human body.
And then, like,
cold, dead body.
And then you sew their eyelids shut. And it's just like, you got to be. Like, it's almost like psychotic, like horror movie stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, it's someone's got to do it, but at the same time, it's just I would never
what do you,
go near it.
I do think the ones off of, like, TV shows where, like, they're murdered and they're trying to help the investigation, that I feel is, like, a little more purposeful.
But, well, like if you're doing
forensics,
autopsies, autopsies,
like NCIS or something.
So you think doing an autopsy is better than actually just, like, bagging the body and throwing it in a freezer?
Think, like,
yeah, but think about the bodies you see mangled up and stuff.
I know, that's the thing I was thinking about.
Yeah, you might have to see. You have to be.
You have to have,
like,
some psychotic help.
I know,
like,
but
if you do that job,
doesn't everyone start the same kind of a what you can tolerate, and then these people kind of just get used to it, I guess, over time.
They probably do.
I just think some people aren't bothered by stuff like that.
Yeah, some people probably are not, like, gross. They probably don't see that. That person as what was a person. It's probably just like
they don't see what they look like alive, so it's kind of like you're unattached
to
them.
They probably train them.
I get that.
Like, they probably train them to think.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they
too,
go through school
you know?
For that.
You know?
Yeah. How to desensitize, like, your mind.
Some people who, like, draw blood, they probably don't care what
dude,
blood looks like.
I hate
but, like,
that.
For
I can't
me,
think
if
about
I saw,
it.
Like, blood coming out of me, and, like, over and over and over and over again, I'd be like, ooh.
Yeah.
And I'm not, like, queasy by blood. Like,
you feel it, though. You feel it quick when blood starts coming out of you.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, what the heck?
I passed out, like, twice before from it.
Yeah, I remember, yeah.
But yeah, it's my top pick. I'll never go near a morgue.
Yeah.
All right, guys. That's it for this episode of the Volume Check Podcast. Joey Torres, part one. We're going to continue on our next episode with the second half of that interview. And we're going to pick up where we left off on the conversation. So I hope you guys stick around and enjoy what's coming next. Thank you all.